Aloha, and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. Join us today along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. As you hear the gripping stories today from our special guests, we invite you to call us at 296-5467. Again, that's 296-5467. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Did you know that 15% of those using condoms for contraception get pregnant during the first year of use? Did you know half of all pregnancies of American women are unintended? Half of these end in abortion, a staggering 25%. Worldwide, each year, an estimated, get this now, 50 million abortions occur. What happens when these statistics reach from the pages from which they are read, or some analytical statistical journal that you might find even on a website? That's just a number on a page. What happens when these statistics reach into your own home, your own life? When it affects you or someone close to you, a family member, a relative, a very dear friend, often a person is overwhelmed, wondering if there is a safe place to go, a place that they can go to, a place that will help walk them through, somewhere to go where they won't be judged or condemned, but receive nurture, support, guidance, love. There is such a place. It's a place where they say, remember, you have options and there is hope. I want you to know, as I always say at the beginning of our broadcast, is that the purpose for our program, The Good Life Hawaii, and particularly this series, Hope in a Time of Crisis, we do what we do. We spend the time with you in the way we do because we believe that whatever you're going through, or whatever you think your family member or friend is struggling with or challenged by at this very moment, even if they feel as though their back is against that proverbial wall and they're stuck, that God not only knows, God loves them, He can help them. And we believe that Jesus Christ can help you in any situation, through any problem. And through this program, we want to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ, that you would experience His love and His hope. Sue Skinner is the director of a newly opened A Place for Women in Waipio, offering pregnancy counseling care center services. She and her husband, Pastor Darrell Skinner, are the founders of Calvary Chapel Pearl Harbor, one of the most dynamic churches in Hawaii, known especially for solid biblical teaching. They also have their Calvary Chapel school. And she is our guest today to share with us about this very special and much needed ministry in our islands today, particularly in the area of our state and our Oahu, Waipio. Sue, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny, for having me.
Sue, tell us, where did you grow up?
I grew up in the beautiful state of California where the smog settles in the valley of San Gabriel Valley in West Covina area. And it was a great childhood in spite of not the perfect setting as far as, for me, the perfect setting is one parent, that I mean two parents, one dad, one mom. I personally had the privilege of growing up in a home that was broken. Okay, I'm a bit nervous, got to get through this. And for me, my mom was pregnant at a young age of 15 and had my brother at 16, had me at 17, had my sister at 19. Wow. At 21, had a nervous breakdown, divorced my birth father, and we were a single family for a short amount of time. My mom married my stepfather. I'm going to put this in a nutshell for you. And we had yours, mine, and ours family growing up. And actually, I was blessed with that. Even though I wasn't from a Christian root or a Christian family, I had a stepfather that raised us and guided us and was there, even though my birth father really wasn't there. And so I had a stepbrother and a half-brother and a real brother and a real sister and family vacations and family functions and did really well in light of the dysfunctional family setting. And high achiever in high school and elementary school. I was really into sports and academics, and but wanted to fit in, like what you were saying. It's, it's like it's, we don't live in a perfect world, and we're looking for the perfect world and the perfect family, and you want to look like everybody else, and didn't feel that way. I was born in the 60s, so divorce was not a cool thing at that time. Most people had normal families of one mom and one dad with the same name, and I didn't get that privilege. But at the age, when I was about in seventh grade, am I going too ahead of myself?
You're fine.
In seventh grade, I really started thinking about God, you know, and what was all this about? And why was our family so different from everybody else? And we had a lady come and share Christ with my mother and us three children, and we gave our heart to Christ that day. I didn't really understand what I was doing that day. I wasn't discipled in that faith. I wanted salvation. I wanted that fire insurance. And didn't understand a relationship with Jesus Christ. I saw a religion. And then at 16, I was seeking. Life was great for me growing up in spite of a dysfunctional family where there wasn't always, you know, there wasn't any Christian upbringing. I didn't have any, like, really bad thing really happen to me. I was just feeling empty inside, and things were great. I was popular in school. I had great grades. I was had a job. I had boyfriends. I had friends, and I was doing, you know, I was the epitome of the student of the school. And gave my, went to my sister's church and wanted to get baptized and understand more of that relationship with Christ, but wasn't willing up to give up popularity and boyfriends and friends at that time at 16. Still went ahead and got baptized. Still had that nudging of knowing who God is in light of all the great things that were going on in my life. You know, everyone thought I was a great girl, but down inside I knew I was empty, and I was feeling it with high achievements and education and doing the right thing and looking the right way and saying the right thing, but inside felt empty. And at night, at 18, right after high school, after I did all the right things, got scholarships, was popular, got awards in school, did all the right things that everyone thought, oh, she'll go far in life. But no one knew inside I was hurting. And I was longing for that acceptance and just realizing that, you know, my dad really wasn't engaged in our lives. And I had a great stepfather. And what I was seeking all along, which I'm so grateful at that age, that it was God all along. He allowed all that in my life to groom me to be like the president of the school, be up front with people, do the things that I needed to organize, to groom me to see that you can get all these things and still feel empty, even at your young age. And every, I wanted my mother to be proud of me. So I graduated in front of my class, you know, with honors. And one of the highest honors in school. That was a an achievement I was extremely proud of, but it left me empty later. And so that particular summer, I went in a pursuit for God. I had a friend ask me about this born-again experience, and I knew about it. I'd heard about it, but I wasn't experiencing it personally. And that particular year, right after high school, all detanglements, I went to Raul Reese's church in Calvary Chapel, West Covina, and heard this Mexican share Christ, and I got it. I understood for the first time what it meant to know who God was and what God wanted from me. That I recognized that first day I was in his service, that I was made in his glorious image, and I was created for his purpose and his honor and glory and pleasure. I never got that. I just thought, you know, we're supposed to have the American dream thing, you know, and get your education, get married, have a white picket fence, do your vacations, grow old together, have grandchildren, die. Oh, when I heard that first message and realized that I could be a child of God, that I could have a heavenly father that I was looking for all my life, that was the biggest changing point of my life, of realizing I didn't have to be something that everyone wanted me to be.
You know, sometimes in our lives, we feel this emptiness, and we look and at every which way. You know, it's like a survival mechanism inside of us that tries to fill it. You know, we've got this void, and it's a voracious void where we try to fill it with whatever we can grab hold of, whatever we think will even give us some temporary satisfaction, some temporary ease and contentment, but it's not real contentment because it doesn't last. But you, in the midst of all that you were going through, in that process, God was at work. And I think it gives people today, Sue, a great deal of hope because, you know, what family is there that does not have some kind of dysfunction? It's sort of a sliding scale. Some might say, you know, our minds is more dysfunctional than yours, but it's relative. I mean, it depends. You know, but that happens. But in spite of that, God was still, he still looked down and he saw with great love in his heart a dear young lady, a teenager, who came from a background where her mother had numerous children at a very young age, and his love extended that far. But it goes even beyond that. And to see you through your life, you know, the amazing thing is, as you share in a nutshell, like you said, is that's part of a marvelous beginning. And there's more that you've gone through, more things that you've experienced, glorious things, good things, great things. And when we come back, Sue, I want you to share a little bit more about, you know, what happened after high school, after you went to Pastor Raul Reese's church, what happened, how you met your husband, and the things that you've done. And what you're doing now.
Okay.
You know, it's out of a broken life so many times. In fact, I don't even, to the depth of our suffering, so often in the way God works is the breadth of our ministry and impact.
Amen.
And you surely have a ministry that God is using and will use even more. You'll share it when we come back, won't you? Stay with us. We'll be right back with Sue Skinner.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Ever hoped God would use you as a missionary, but your life situation didn't allow it? Here's Stephen Lathrop Lee, Executive Director of Jesus Christ is Calling You and Director of JCCY's Paradise Global Mission.
In Paradise Global Mission, we exist to serve churches and Christ followers who are called to the mission field, but cannot commit long term. If you ever wonder, can God use me? The answer is yes. Paradise Global Mission teams are known for having long-term impact through short-term missions. God can and will use you. I invite you to find out more about opportunities to join a Paradise Global Mission team in China, Uganda, Brazil, Dominican Republic, Thailand, and Japan. Take a step of faith today.
Paradise Global Mission specializes in creating unforgettable short-term mission experiences. Receive training. Make memories that will last a lifetime. Touch people for eternity in Jesus' name.
Call Stephen at 330-5524. That's 330-5524.
A door to your dream is now open. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today, Sue Skinner. Sue is the director of A Place for Women in Waipio. It's a center that offers services for pregnancy, counseling, and women in need, particularly in this area. The website address for more information, you can go to aplaceforwomeninyp.org. It's all one word, aplaceforwomeninyp.org. Their phone number, 808-678-3991. 678-3991. You can call for an appointment, and they will be there to work with you. No shame, no condemnation, no judging. They're there to minister to you. It's a safe place for women. You know, a program like The Good Life Hawaii wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for some very generous sponsors like Wahiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Dr. Jeffrey Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service right here on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, and Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited. To hear more programs like this, go to www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Sue, you've been very gracious in sharing your upbringing, some of the challenges, and how you came to know the Lord as a teenager. And then you brought us to a place where you were at a Calvary Chapel, West Covina, with Pastor Raul Reese. By the way, I've visited there many times when they had taken the supermarket, right? Converted the supermarket into a church. And every chance I'd get, I'd try to make it out to West Covina. One of my relatives, my aunt, lived in Azusa, so it was very close by. But the Lord did something in your heart at that time, and it's like a light bulb went on, and you began to understand more about yourself. What through that process, what do you feel God showed you about yourself?
Personally, that first experience being at Rawls Church, and now it's Diamond Bar, mm-hmm. Golden Springs Diamond Bar mm-hmm. now, but I remember taking in my Bible that I didn't know how to read it. You know, I didn't know any chapters or names of the particular books in the Bible. Mm-hmm. I remember sitting there with this Bible that I was not familiar with, and it was my second grade teacher that gave me that Bible. So when I sat there for the first time with a friend and I heard that message, I realized that God knew this child's heart all along, that he heard me on those porches when I sat in a hot summer day eating watermelon going, Lord, are you really, God, are you really real? Mm-hmm. And how did he put me into that supermarket church? That used to be my Safeway supermarket that I grew up in, that I actually stole white nail polish from. And they scared me to death that they were going to send me to jail if I ever did it again. And here is where God gave me life also. And so I reminisced about the sovereignty of God at that point, that I was understanding at an 18-year-old mentality that God is real. And it was, I just believe it was supernatural. There's nothing I can concoct. I don't know how to explain that to somebody, that God made himself known to me that day. Mm-hmm. And I never turned back. See, 7th grade and 16, peer pressure. I was involved in school. I didn't have anyone disciple me in the faith. At 18, I was having to be responsible and go to college and make a new road of life. My parents were expecting me to do something. I'm not going to be under their covering, correct? So all of a sudden, when Christianity became a personal relationship, I realized, wow, he allowed all that, my librarian, a Christian librarian in elementary school, my second grade teacher who gave me my first Bible at graduation, and wrote in it, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I'll never forget Psalm 23, because mm-hmm. I had no idea why she was giving me that. Mm-hmm. And now I understand. And for me, I don't know if I'm answering your question, but I'm just so glad God met me. Mm-hmm. I believe that if you're seeking God, like he says, now that I know the scriptures, if you seek him diligently with all your heart, you will find him. And for me, I had to cut away things. I had to cut away pride. I had to cut away relationships and worrying about what people thought of me and consider what God thought of me. God loved me. God wanted to be my Heavenly Father, my Savior, and he wanted a relationship with me.
So the Lord was doing a work inside you.
At 18.
And preparing you for some things that have been part of his plan all along, which included a very special man that became your husband. Why don't you tell us about how you met Pastor Daryl and what happened after that?
That's an amazing story. That's a so God story. Mm-hmm. Daryl, I knew from work. At 17, I went to a Alpha Beta supermarket for a job, and I met Daryl on my very first night that I worked. He was my night manager. He was not cute to me. I was not interested in him. He was an SC man, and I was just fresh out of high school, so I already had a boyfriend at that time. I wasn't seeking God. I always tell the story that the first day I met Daryl is the day that he bought me a 10-cent popsicle just to welcome me on board, and it turned into an engagement ring. And I was married to Daryl a year later. Actually, I met him. Yeah, I'm trying to think how that worked. I married him at 19, so it took me a year. So Daryl had girlfriends at that time too, and we just worked together. Uh-huh. And all of a sudden, that was in that summer. Daryl went to church in April of the next year, and got saved at Rawls Church. And I went to the next service that that day at that church, and he was sharing with, I had dated Daryl one time, and I wasn't interested in him. He didn't talk when he ate, and he was too old for me. He's 3 years older, so as a 17-year-old, looking at a 21-year-old, that's just too old at the time. And but we were friends. He was my coworker. I looked at him like that. I was not interested. Mm-hmm. And actually, to be honest, that was a time I was searching God. And I realized that one of us women's problems out there, and I see all the time and I understand, one of the idols that keep us from knowing God is men. Hmm. And I was ready not to have a relationship. When I rededicated my life to God, I didn't want any relationship. And so what happened is Alpha Beta started a Bible study, and all of us Alpha Beta people went, and Daryl just happened to be there. And so I just started focusing on God at that time, and Daryl was at that same Bible study, and God ordained Daryl's vehicle not to work, and I had to go pick him up. And I had to pick him up for like 3 or 4 weeks to Bible study, and I just loved his heart for God. I was starving for God. He was starving for God, but I told him I don't want any relationships because I need God. And he wasn't looking for a relationship. We were just friends. And God used that friendship and that growing. Daryl is extremely zealous to know who God is and to serve him. And I loved that about him. I loved that he loved God. I thought, this guy will help me learn about God. Mm-hmm. And that's what, and he was funny. Mm-hmm. He's just a wiry man. You know, he's not boring or anything. You know, in fact, sometimes I'm like, just calm down, you know, but that's what happened. We grew as coworkers, just regular friends first, not anything interesting. And then when he got saved, he was radically saved. I saw it. And he became more appealing to me as he was becoming more godlike. But I still wasn't interested. In fact, he tried to kiss me one night. And I said, no. And it's because I wanted God to be finally first mm-hmm. in my life. Mm-hmm. And I understood that God at his timing would bring the right man. And I didn't know if he was the one. But he was. I went to Hawaii, of all things, that summer with a girlfriend. And God spoke to me on Waikiki Beach, and I told my friend, I'm going to marry Daryl. God has spoken to me. I married Daryl that February. So I went in August to Hawaii, and look, I get to serve in Hawaii with my husband of 30 years now. Amazing, isn't it?
It's more than amazing. More than amazing because of what has, you know, really transpired as a result of that, you know, over this extended period of time. And so a lot has come out of it. I mean, you've ministered to so many people through the ministry of Calvary Chapel and the birthing of Calvary Chapel Pearl Harbor mm-hmm. over the course of years, educating many young people and just continuously, faithfully preaching the word, expounding the scriptures. And yes, like you said, and with the humor that God has gifted him with, and you know, it's one of those things where humor, sometimes it's the best ones are the ones that you don't plan. It just
exactly.
comes, and I know he has an abundance of that. But he also, and you both have a capacity for people that has been God-given, and to meet people at their point of need, mm-hmm. especially. When people are in need, often it's at a critical time. So when we come back from our break, I want you to talk to us about this vision that God has placed on your heart, and it's materialized into a ministry that is positioned for the impact in a lot of lives at a critical time. So when we come back, we want to hear more from you about a place for women in YPO. And we may have a special guest with us to join us even at that time. And you'll be blessed. And I'll be blessed.
Okay.
And our listeners will be blessed too. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Sue Skinner.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me,
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro.
Years ago, the great lyricist Oscar Hammerstein flew with a friend over New York Harbor, approaching the Statue of Liberty. When the pilot suddenly banked the plane, he saw the rare sight of Lady Liberty's head. Amazed, he noticed every lock and braid meticulously carved and polished. He remembered, this gift was given by France in 1886, before airplanes were even invented. Frédéric Auguste Bataudy, the sculptor, could have saved months of painstaking labor and expenses by doing minimal work, reasoning no one but seagulls would see it. A gentle reminder, pay attention to details. Don't neglect the little things. You never know how your private work will be scrutinized publicly. I'm Danny Yamashiro, enriching you with a good life.
To receive more inspiration and insights from Danny Yamashiro, visit DannyYamashiro.com. This ad is brought to you by select corporate sponsors who care about you. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our special guest today, Sue Skinner. But we have a surprise today also. We have Pastor Darrell Skinner in studio with us. And it really, Pastor Darrell, it's such a blessing to have you with us today.
It's great to be with you, Danny. I was checking in on my wife to see how she was doing on this radio interview. And then you invited me in. I just blessed to be here.
Of course.
I know the Lord is blessing your ministry wonderfully, and we're excited to all be working together in God's kingdom.
Amen.
And in whatever capacity we can. It's
Amen.
Such a great blessing.
And you know, Pastor Darrell has one of those voices that booms, and I know it's familiar to many of your ears, but Pastor Darrell, thank you. Thank you. You know, a program like The Good Life Hawaii is made possible because of some very generous sponsors like Wahiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Dr. Jeffrey Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service right here on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, and realtor Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited. To hear more programs like this, go to www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Pastor Darrell and Sue, you know, we were talking about the ministry, Calvary Chapel, Pearl Harbor, how after God brought you together, then fast forward, you guys came to Hawaii, and the Lord birthed through you and has grown a very dynamic and impactful ministry with a lasting legacy. But out of that, Sue, the Lord put something on your heart. Share with us.
Well, a place for women actually First, let me just say this. My pastor, my original pastor's wife, Sharon Reese, taught us women to have an in-reach outreach in women's ministry. So when Daryl and I started Calvary Chapel Pearl Harbor, that was always brewing in the back of my head. How are we going to do an outreach in the – we'll take care of the in-reach of the community of the church, but how are we going to do an outreach for women or children? I felt God called me to that area. I prayed for like 3 years. I tried to get in a different community areas to help in women in crisis and children that were abused and was denied. God shut those doors. And a founder of one of the pregnancy centers here on the island had approached me and said, "Sue, you love women and you love children and you counsel women all the time. Would you consider an opening up a pregnancy center with us at your church? And do you have an area?" And we had two offices in our old building that were not being used. And so I presented it. I said, "Well, let me pray about it, because that would be, maybe that's my outreach that I've been waiting for." Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Maybe everything else was, now I know everything was closed down because God had this in mind, which I had no idea that he had this in mind. And I went to the board and presented the idea to the board at Calvary, and they loved it. And so I went and got trained on how to be a counselor for women in crisis. I deal with crisis in the church all the time, marriages and children and things like that. And so I could give biblical counseling in that direction, but never really made myself educated on the abortion issue, STDs, women who are going through domestic violence. So I had to do a crash course, get all that under my belt, and decided, yeah, let's open up the center and co-partner with these other centers and help people in crisis and give them biblical counsel, but also practical human resources and life options. Because a lot of times in a crisis, women focus just on the crisis on one thing, and they don't see that there's other options available. Now, for me, I used to not be a very compassionate person, so I asked God to help me be compassionate. So what did he do? He increased my counseling. So then I realized, wow, there's a lot of broken hearts and lives out there, and we can help them through biblical counseling, through being a listener, being kind, sharing options, resources available in the community for them, giving them lifelines of hope. And showing them that you don't have to act right this minute because you're in a crisis. The crisis is going to continue and we can work through it. And so it's been a blessing to, I had that center open for 3.5 years, got to see a lot of healing and God doing a great thing there, and training women. Does that answer your question?
What do you feel, you know, because, Pastor Daryl, we see it all the time, you know, sometimes people, we want, it's supposed to be, right, that when someone's hurting, when someone's in crisis, when someone's blown it, they're supposed to feel like they can come to the church.
Absolutely.
But so often, they go the opposite direction because they feel condemned, they feel they're going to be judged, they're going to be an outcast. It's a very, very odd, awkward situation to be in. Have you found that to be so?
Most definitely. And that's why I'm on this program. So for the Christians who are out there listening, there are Christian families that do care, that I care. I care that they know that they won't be judged. Our sin has already judged us. So why do we have to judge? Why can't we woo them back to a proper relationship with Christ graciously?
Graciously.
You know, and go in there and say, "I hurt with you. I want to listen to you. I want to help you through it, guide you." Don't we all blow it? Some of our sins just are more evident than others. Having an unwanted pregnancy is something that people can see. But the one that I'm a little concerned with right now, the trend is the hurting Christian men and women who have been wounded deeply by abortion from the past. Like, they know that they're forgiven and they know that they're going to heaven, but they haven't been able to let go of the abortion or the multiple abortions. And God can do that. God can do that through people who won't judge, people that I have women when we have a post-abortive Bible study going right now that's confidentially going on in our church, and we're in their seventh week. And some of those women in that class have never told anyone that they've had an abortion because of the fear of judgment, because, oh, you serve in the church and you did that? Christians don't do that. Yes, they do. Hmm. They get deceived in their sin too. But I want them to know that God can heal them, that we're not there to judge them. We're there to help them get set free through God's word and his kind counsel and his wooing. Like when they come to me and they tell me, and I'm the first person they've ever told, I take that. That is a sacred place that they have held only between them and God. So for them to tell me, I'm trusted with something that is so important to them that I want to woo them to the one who will set them free. And and that's why I wanted the center to be open, because there's too many Christian women and men who are condemned by their past sins. They know they're saved, but they don't know how to release some of the things that they feel are so atrocious that they'll be punished. They'll have to live with that forever. And yet, pregnancy doesn't kill you. You get pregnant because you're a Christian. You've fallen short of the grace of God, like all of us. There's ways out. There's ways that God can redeem that through adopting out to a family that is waiting. Or maybe you're gonna reap the consequences, but you're gonna have this glorious child made in God's image to raise for his kingdom, that God will turn it around and use it for his kingdom. And so we just try to explain to the girls.
Yes.
So my message is, I know we're all sinners and I know we all blow it. So I opened up a center so that I could tell the Christian community that Christians get pregnant. They get STDs. They have abortions. They've had past abortions. But there's a place that they can come and we will give biblical counsel and love and care and actually care and listen to you and help you through the process. And it's by the grace of God. I am not an intellectual person or someone like Daryl. I am just a simple woman who gets women's pain. And I just want to help them, because God won't waste the pain. He'll turn it around and use it for his glory, and it'll profit others. And Danny, I've watched God set women free who were in bondage because of their past abortions or decisions that they've made. It's amazing. And they're being used mightily in God's kingdom today. But some of them are used mightily without people not even knowing that pain.
Sue, someone listening may be thinking, where have you been? You know, where have you been? They feel your heart. They feel your compassion. Actually, they're feeling the love of Christ. These are words of hope in the midst of dark despair, where people feel so desperate. They don't know where to go. It's such a bad place to be in life. And God brings you here to share what you're sharing, a ministry that you have. Someone says, you know, I need that. I want to connect with them. My daughter needs that. They need my daughter, my niece, my cousin, my friend, my friend's child. I need to connect them to this ministry. It's like an oasis in a parched land in the desert. So how would they get in touch with you?
Well, they can call our phone. They can check us online at a place for women in YPO.com or .org or our Facebook. They can call the church if they don't remember the name of our center, because the church will set, we have our own line, and they'll direct them to our phone, which is 678-3991. I want to say that question that you just said, that's what I asked, Danny. Where were they? Where were they? Where were the Christians when my best friend had an abortion? Where were they when my family members had an abortion? And you know what? That just breaks my heart, because we're all affected. I've never had an abortion, but I've had dear ones who are affected by the abortion choice, and no one told them anything. No one told them how they would feel later. No one told them. And you know, the scripture God gave me for this ministry was open your mouth and speak for those who can't speak for themselves.
Yes.
And for those who are appointed to die. And I have a big mouth. I can talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know what? Where were these people telling us? And my friend. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to go out and talk and tell people or share with the Christian community and make them aware.
Sue Skinner has a staff. She's not flying solo on this. She has a staff. She has the backing of Calvary Chapel Pearl Harbor as a base. But she's working with others who have like-hearted mm-hmm. compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, through this, sometimes it's through our utter brokenness that we're most open to the Lord Jesus Christ. And sometimes it takes that. But it's a delicate place. It's a fragile place. But it can be a beautiful place to be. Not only because of the openness to God, but because of what God can do through the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Again, a place for women in YPO. .com or .org. You can reach them both. It's the same site. Or 808-678-3991. I want to get the word out. Let others know that there's a safe place. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Sue Skinner and Pastor Daryl Skinner, our very special guests in studio with us today. Stay with us. We'll be right back for a time of refreshment, a time of hope, a time of inspiration and strength, something we all need. Couldn't you use that today? I sure could. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Ever hoped God would use you as a missionary, but your life situation didn't allow it? Here's Stephen Lathrop Lee, Executive Director of Jesus Christ is Calling You and Director of JCCY's Paradise Global Mission.
In Paradise Global Mission, we exist to serve churches and Christ followers who are called to the mission field, but cannot commit long term. If you ever wonder, can God use me? The answer is yes. Paradise Global Mission teams are known for having long-term impact through short-term missions. God can and will use you. I invite you to find out more about opportunities to join a Paradise Global Mission team in China, Uganda, Brazil, Dominican Republic, Thailand, and Japan. Take a step of faith today.
Paradise Global Mission specializes in creating unforgettable short-term mission experiences. Receive training. Make memories that will last a lifetime. Touch people for eternity in Jesus' name.
Call Stephen at 330-5524. That's 330-5524.
A door to your dream is now open. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our very special guest today, Pastor Darrell Skinner and his wife, Sue Skinner. Sue is the director of a very much needed ministry, a place for women in YPO, meeting a very important need in our community today. Their number, 678-3991. You know, Sue, Pastor Darrell, I can remember times when I have disappointed people, and I know I disappointed God, and I felt miserable. I felt like a loser, and sometimes just wish that I could hide because of shame. And what difference it made to have someone there, even just one person who would listen, and I knew they were still embracing me. Mm-hmm. They weren't listening with a scowl, and you know, we're going to wait for a moment to just throw out a snide remark. But I felt God's love during those times. And when you speak, Sue, the love of God is strong because you're speaking words of hope, and hope gives people refreshment and life. Pastor Darrell, you know, the ministry of A Place for Women in YPO, as Sue was saying, she went to the leaders of the church. From a pastor's perspective, what do you see God doing through this ministry?
Oh, it's been a wonderful ministry that we had going on in the past, and then we had a church move and so forth, and now we have the center open once again, and we're very excited, not only as a pastoral staff, but as a board, as a church as a whole. Everyone is behind it. Our goal, of course, is the goal of Jesus. Jesus said he's come to heal the brokenhearted, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of broken hearts out there, and a lot of women and men who've been deceived by the ways of this world that we live in, to discard a precious little baby from the womb. And God knows our mistakes. He knows that deception that we followed. He knows that he wants to reach out and touch people's lives. And this becomes that opportunity to be that compassion of Christ and have that passion of Christ to reach out to those who are hurting, to those who feel forlorn. They're lost in their decisions. They feel condemnation. We know that the devil loves to condemn people and feel like there's no hope for them. There's no alternative. There's no other choices. But you know what? With Christ, with our Lord Jesus, he's there with us through every situation. He wants to bless. And God has raised up my beautiful wife with this opportunity to save babies and to minister to women and men, for that matter. And we all work together at that. And I think one of the most exciting things to me is I remember she came to me the first time and she says, Darrell, this young girl, she made a decision not to have an abortion, but to keep her baby. Mm. And then the baby was ultimately born. And my wife would take these little hand stickers, and they looked like a little hand, and she put them on the window. And if it was a blue, it was a little baby boy. If it was pink, it was a little baby girl. And every time I see new hands going on the windows, mm-hmm. I go, all right, it's another wow. precious baby that's been saved and born. So it's so exciting. We love it, and God's doing a wonderful work, and it's such a blessing. And I know God's called her to this, and she's got some great ladies working with her.
Mm-hmm. Sue, give us a parting shot. You know, somebody listening today is in that tight spot. And what do you feel God would want to say to somebody like that?
A precious woman or a man that is hurting and they're in that tight spot of, oh no, what have I done and how am I going to get out of this? Mm. I would say probably the first thing is you're not alone. That God sees, God hears, and there's people that God has ordained to be a part of your life to help you through it, that you don't have to do this alone. There are people who actually care about what you're caring about and you're considering. And if you just give us an opportunity, I'm praying that the churches will raise up and not condemn their own, that we will open up centers in all the churches or in the communities where people can come and say, what can I do? I messed up. Can mm-hmm. you help me? Mm-hmm. And if you come to our center, A Place for Women, we're waiting. We made it for people such as you who are in a tight spot. We made a place that is confidential, quiet, a respite, where you can come in and say, I need help. I've messed up. Can you please direct me or just listen to me? Can you care? And I'm hoping that the Christian community will not be afraid to be judged, that they will come, because a lot of times the A Place for Women or a pregnancy center, the Christian community say, oh, I'm not going to go there because they're linked to a Calvary Chapel or to a church. They might tell people. No, it's not about that. It's about you. It's about you getting restored and having hope in the situation you're going through. This is no surprise to God, and God wants to show himself strong. And that's what I tell the girls that call, even on the phone. Let God show himself strong to you. Okay, yes, you've backslidden. Yes, you've made some mistakes. But God is a big God. He not only saves you, he cleans us up and gets us going again. And I was able to share that with a young girl on the phone who walked away and got herself in trouble and turned it around and now is walking with the Lord and has a little girl. And it's rewards like that for me, is that they need someone to listen. And we're willing to listen and care and help. And I would say there's people out there that actually care about where you're at. But there's a God up in heaven who's right presently before you, that if you call upon him, he will direct you. And he is the God of all hope. I am just the messenger. I am just the ambassador. I am nobody. I am a simple woman who raised two children, who's been affected by abortion and pregnancy throughout her life through family and friends and community. And I'm just trying to say, hey, there's still hope. That's just not going to change anything. That God is still the God that will be present in that situation. He loves you. He already knew that that was going to happen. And he sent his son to die for that particular sin that he wants to set you free. And I just try to guide him back. And that's what I would say. If you're listening and you're hurting, God knows the hurt. And God will give you people. Look for the people who can help you and strengthen you in that place, in that safe place.
And that safe place is A Place for Women in YPO. You can visit them online at www.aplaceforwomeninypo.org. That's one word now. placeforwomeninypo.org. You can contact them by phone at 678-3991. 678-3991. In the next few days and weeks, you're going to hear more stories. Invite someone to listen in. Stories like this, like today's story. If you know of a gripping story that you think, hey, they need to be on Danny's show, send us a recommendation, danny@thegoodlifehawaii.org. Let us know about them. Here's a scripture for today, Proverbs 31, verses 8 and 9. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and needy. It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to our guests today, Sue Skinner, director of A Place for Women in YPO, and Pastor Darrell Skinner, Senior Pastor of Calvary Chapel, Pearl Harbor. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
You have been listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro, along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva. We hope you have enjoyed our show and that you have been inspired by our featured guests and their stories of God's hand in their lives. Be sure to join us next week for more stories of hope in a time of crisis. Invite a friend to listen. There's no better time than today to unleash your God-given potential. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Just